And there is the school bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School. You want to get your Bible this time and turn to the book of Jeremiah. We have begun a study about Jeremiah and the Babylonian crisis. And so we're going to be looking at Jeremiah and reading portions of that prophecy. One of the interesting things to do when reading the Bible, and particularly when reading from the prophets, is to observe their language and to notice the way they spoke. These prophets, as I've said before on this program, they preached in poetry. And Jeremiah is very interesting because he uses such interesting illustrations in some of the sermons that he preached. And we'll be looking at those as we go. So get your book, get your Bible, the book of Jeremiah. And we'll be referring to different passages there very shortly as we get into this book. I want to talk about the kings that were ruling at that time, particularly Jehoiakim, and then we'll get into the prophecy of Jeremiah. Now, while you're doing that, I'll remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across the Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, Jeremiah, as we're going to see in just a moment, was very young when he began to prophesy. In fact, God had decided he would be a prophet even from his mother's womb. Now, that's very interesting in regard to current discussions that have to do with abortion. A lot of people don't think a person is really a person until they're out of the womb. But God had chosen Jeremiah from his mother's womb to be a prophet. And when he first told Jeremiah to prophesy, Jeremiah would say, "I am but a child," and didn't feel like he could prophesy. We'll read that in just a few minutes, but I want you to note that he prophesied during the reign of several kings in Judah, and one of the last of those kings is Jehoiakim. Now, Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years. But it tells us he did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, according to all that his fathers had done. Let me read to you from 2 Kings chapter 23, verses 36 and 37. It says, Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Zebidah, the daughter of Pedaiah of Rumah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, according to all that his fathers had done. In the other account of his reign, in the book of 2 Chronicles, we read in 2 Chronicles verses 5 through 8, Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah his God. Against him came up Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and bound him in fetters to carry him to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar also carried of the vessels of the house of Jehovah to Babylon, and put them in his temple at Babylon. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim and his abominations which he did, and that which was found in him, behold, they're written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. And Jehoiachin his son reigned in his stead. Jeremiah speaks of Jehoiakim as a cruel and oppressive tyrant. We read about this in Jeremiah chapter 22, verses 13 through 19. Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by injustice, that useth his neighbor's service without wages, and giveth him not his hire, that saith, I will build me a wide house and spacious chambers, and cutteth him out windows, and it is sealed with cedar and painted with vermilion. Shalt thou reign because thou strivest to excel in cedar? Did not thy father eat and drink and do justice and righteousness? Then it was well with him. He judged the cause of the poor and the needy. Then it was well. Was not this to know me, saith Jehovah? But thine eyes and thine heart are not built for thy covetousness and for shedding of innocent blood and for oppression and for violence to do it. Therefore thus saith Jehovah concerning Jehoiakim the son of Joash, king of Judah. They shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, my brother, or Ah, sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, Lord, or Ah, his glory. He shall be buried with the burial of an ass, drawn and cast forth beyond the gates of Jerusalem. This is that king that slew the prophet of God, Uriah, with a sword. And it seemed he would have slain Jeremiah also, had not Ahiakim, the son of Shaphan, protected him. I'll read you that story. It's Jeremiah chapter 26, verses 20 through 24. And there was also a man that prophesied in the name of Jehovah, Uriah, the son of Shemaiah, of Kirjath-Jearim. And he prophesied against this city and against this land according to all the words of Jeremiah. And when Jehoiakim the king with all his mighty men and all the princes heard his words, the king sought to put him to death. But when Uriah heard it, he was afraid and fled and went into Egypt. And Jehoiakim the king sent men into Egypt, namely Elinathan, the son of Achbor, and certain men with him into Egypt, and they fetched forth Uriah out of Egypt, and brought him unto Jehoiakim the king, who slew him with a sword, and cast his dead body into the graves of the common people. But the hand of Ahiakim, the son of Shaphan, was with Jeremiah, that they should not give him into the hand of the people, to put him to death. So that was the kind of wickedness that was in the administration of the kings in the days in which Jeremiah prophesied. Now let's read from Elam's notes about Jeremiah and his prophecies. Jeremiah prophesied during the reign of this wicked and blasphemous Jehoiakim. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of Jehovah came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, into the carrying away of the Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Hilkiah, Jeremiah's father, is thought to be a different man from the high priest of that name that was so prominent in Josiah's time. Now, as we have stated, Jeremiah began to prophesy when he was very young. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 8, we read these words. Now the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest out of the womb, I sanctified thee. I have appointed thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord Jehovah, behold, I know not how to speak, for I am a child. But Jehovah said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for to whomsoever I shall send thee, thou shalt go, and whatsoever I shall command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid because of them, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith Jehovah. So from beginning, while he's quite young, continued from the 13th year of Josiah's reign until a short while after the downfall of Jerusalem, a period of more than 40 years. And then Jeremiah was carried away into Egypt, where it is thought that he was martyred. In studying the reigns of Josiah, Jehoahaz, Jehoiakim, Jehoiachin, or Jeconiah, also called Coniah in Jeremiah 22:24, and Zedekiah, one should study the book of Jeremiah, as one should study the book of Isaiah in studying the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. Jeremiah prophesied the downfall of Jerusalem and the nation because of sin, and then advised the people to submit to the Babylonians as chastisement from the Lord. Great and grievous were the sins of the people: rebellion against God, rejection of His word, dishonesty, oppression of the poor, covetousness, murder, adultery, falsehood, treachery, deceit, idolatry, and all its abominable practices. Jeremiah's prophecies and his advice to submit to the Babylonian captivity as chastisement greatly displeased the people as well as the king. And Jeremiah was shut up and at times placed in the dungeon, a horrible pit. His life was a martyr's life. And then E.A. Elam suggests that we look at samples of Jeremiah's warning and advice in Jehoiakim's reign by considering Jeremiah chapter 25 and chapters 27, 1 through 11. I'll begin reading that while we have time left. Jeremiah chapter 25 will give you a good flavor of the way that Jeremiah preached. Beginning in verse 1, we read this: "The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah, in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, the same was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, which Jeremiah the prophet spake unto all the people of Judah, and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, From the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, even unto this day, these 23 years, the word of Jehovah hath come unto me, and I have spoken unto you, rising up early and speaking, but ye have not hearkened. And Jehovah hath sent unto you all his servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened, nor inclined your ear to hear, saying, Return ye now every one from his evil way and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that Jehovah hath given unto you and to your fathers from of old and even forevermore. And go not after other gods to serve them and to worship them, and provoke me not to anger with the work of your hands, and I will do you no hurt. Yet ye have not hearkened unto me, saith Jehovah, that ye may provoke me to anger with the work of your hands to your own hurt. Therefore, thus saith Jehovah of hosts, because ye have not heard my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, saith Jehovah, and I will send unto Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land, and against the inhabitants thereof, and against all these nations round about, and I will utterly destroy them, and make them an astonishment, and a hissing, and perpetual desolations. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of myrrh, and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones, and the light of the lamp. And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Jeremiah chapter 25 and verse 12. And it shall come to pass, when the 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon.